Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The UN Security Council is expected to meet later today to discuss the latest North Korean missile test. This time it was a mid-range missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead that was fired over Japan. The rocket broke apart and fell into the Pacific waters off the island of Hokkaido on Tuesday. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says the North's reckless action is an unprecedented, serious, and grave threat to his nation. A spokesman for South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff here, Ro Jae-chon, said despite repeated warnings, the North launched its 13th ballistic missile this year from the vicinity of Sunan near Pyongyang. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop called the launch provocative, dangerous, destabilizing, and threatening.
To fire a missile over the territory of another nation is threatening, dangerous, and provocative. North Korea is in breach of numerous UN Security Council resolutions and is acting illegally.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of joint military exercises by the U.S. and South Korea. President Donald Trump says, quote, all options are on the table, unquote, in considering a U.S. response. A suicide bomber attacked a crowd outside a bank in the Afghan capital Kabul on Tuesday, killing at least five people and wounding nine others, a city policeman confirmed. The attack occurred at the entrance of a Kabul bank branch not far from the embassy. Personnel of the Afghan army were among the crowd waiting to receive their monthly salaries. This is VOA.